Not a problem, mate.
First off, got to look at Hull KR. I mean, what a win for them this weekend. Secures them a place back in Super League. Great to see them back up there again.
Yeah, it is. You know, obviously living in the city, it's great for the city to have two Super League sides. But, you know, I think more importantly for the club, they've done things the right way. The fans have stuck with the club through thick and thin this year. They haven't always been great, but their prerogative at the start of the season was to get in back into Super League, and they've done it. And, you know, they've done it really well with a couple of games to spare. So, you know, everything's happy at Hull KR this morning, certainly yesterday morning as well. And, you know, they can start planning now for Super League 2018.
And it's certainly fantastic to hear as well. And it looks like a club that are really equipped to give Super League a good go as well under Tim Sheens. Of course, they're a very experienced coach. I suppose we'll be looking forward to seeing how he can deal with the Super League now as well.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, Hull KR, you know, want to bring back into Super League, but what they don't want to be is involved in those, you know, middle eight games next year. So I think the job now really starts for Hull KR, because they want to be a top eight side. They want to be involved, you know, at the top echelons of Super League and not battling in these middle eight next season. So, you know, I think they've got the nucleus of a good squad. I'm sure they will recruit some other players with, you know, with some genuine Super League experience, and probably bring in some players from overseas as well. So, you know, Tim Sheens, you know, been there, done it, got the T-shirt, has his 700 games under his belt. So, you know, what he doesn't know about rugby league isn't worth knowing. So he's got contacts both sides of the world as well. So hopefully I think we'll be in a decent place come the start of the season to be competitive. And as I said, for everybody involved at Hull KR, they don't want to be in those middle eight next year. But neither do the other 11 Super League clubs as well. So it's not going to be easy for Hull KR, you know, but they can. I think they've got the financial backing, they've got the support, you know, of a really good fan base. You know, and they can be a top eight Super League side, I believe.
And it'll certainly be fantastic to see. And one thing I'm looking forward to in 2018 as well is a whole derby you've played on both sides there as well, Craig. It's certainly one that's, I suppose, good for Super League, seeing a whole derby once again.
Yeah, I think so, Danny, if I'm being honest. You know, obviously, I put my full glasses on at this moment in time, but I do think it brings, you know, some real rivalry. You know, the Saints and Wigan derby is a great derby. And, you know, the Leeds derby is with Castle Wakefield as well, and Castle Wakefield by themselves. But they are two derbies of two teams in the same city. And, you know, on derby day, the city is divided. You know, certain families are put down the middle where, you know, why is it next to be supporting different sides? And it does bring a unique atmosphere to the city, and it's great from a media point to be involved with. And I think, you know, looking at the Magic weekend as well, you know, they're always great games when they play each other there. So it certainly does bring something to Super League. And I think OKR as well, you know, travelling numbers. So I'm sure the other 11 chairmen will be in Super League as well. They'll be pleased that OKR are back in the top flight, you know, purely from a financial point of view from their teams as well.
Yeah, that's very true. I was just going to pick up on the fans as well there, Craig. I mean, they've been fairly outstanding this season, still travelling home and away in big numbers, even in the Championship as well. It seems to have really galvanised them, and I suppose a lot of credit has to go to them as well this season.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, there was, you know, Neil Hudgell, the chairman of the club, and Red Cross, and they have put lots of money into the club. They needed the support of the fans to stay with the club in these hard times. And, you know, that was one of the first things that they came out and said, we need the fans, and full credit to the OKR fans. You know, I think averaging around 7,000 for the home games this year, taking lots of fans away with them as well. You know, so they've, I suppose they've created a blueprint of, if you are relegated, how you can, you know, come back bigger and stronger from it and get promoted back to Super League at the first attempt. So, you know, no Super League club at this moment in time wants to drop out. Now with OKR going into Super League, one of those is going to drop out. And, you know, whether it's the right or the wrong way to do it, you know, is a debate. That's for another day, probably. But, you know, OKR has got that there. And, yeah, the fans have played a massive part. And then to get behind the team like they will do, and by the season ticket numbers to allow OKR to do the recruitment that they need to do.
And certainly fantastic to see. And also, just looking at the format as well here, Craig, obviously we've seen Hull KR, the heartbreaking relegation of the £1 million game, but also the ecstasy of getting back up again. What do you make of the Super 8s overall as a format, Craig?
Well, looking at it, as I said, from a media point of view and a fan of rugby league, I think it adds intensity to the competition. I think when you're looking at these last seven games, whether they're in the top eight or in the middle eight, it's something for everybody to play for. And I think, you know, when you have just the top 12 playing and at the end of the season, the top five, playoff, you know, you maybe have the last few games where there isn't anything really for the lower teams to play for, but that's not the case with this setup. But looking at it from a negative, you know, that £1 million game is, you know, it's great from a game, from a medium, from a neutral. The pressure that's on that game is sensational. But as a player, as a club, you know, your livelihoods are on the line. And, you know, we're talking about player welfare, which is a big thing in the league at the moment. It can't be great for anybody involved when you don't know whether before the kickoff, if at the end of the kickoff, whether you're going to have a job or not. So, you know, I'm sure there is a right and a wrong way to do it. Personally, I enjoy the middle eight. As I said, I'm not involved in whether I'm getting paid at the end of the day or not. So obviously for me, it's pure entertainment, it's pure adrenaline, and it's what sport's all about. But I do see the negative side of it as well.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. And looking forward to the rest of the qualifiers as well. It looks like it should be a really interesting run into the Super 8s qualifiers now, as well now, Craig.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, obviously we know now that a Super League side from this year is going to be in the Championship next year. So Widnes, Lee and Catalan have got lots to play for. And, you know, one of them will go automatically into the Super League with Warrington and with Hull KR. And obviously the other two will play off to see who goes to that Championship. Now, obviously, you know, Widnes and Catalan will be hoping if they are in that £1 million game that they're at home, because they have advantages with their, you know, unique 4G pitch. And Catalan, with it being in France, it will be a real hostile game over there. So both sides of those will be hoping to finish third and miss out on that. So there's some real excitement, some real pressure on those clubs as well to avoid that £1 million game. But if they are in it, they want to be at home. And I think it's too close to call, Danny. It really is it's going to come down, you know, fine margins between which Super League team goes up automatically and which two are in that £1 million game. And then when it's that £1 million game, boy, that's going to be some pressure on that game. And it'll be very, very hard to call again who keeps their Super League survival.
Thanks a lot for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today, Craig.
No problem, Danny. Speak to you soon, mate.